love is in the air. And not just because Jackson is gearing up for the season we host many destination weddings. And not just because Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got married yesterday. Love is in the air because God has poured out God's Spirit on all flesh. A traditional wedding text used in the royal wedding is from the Song of Solomon. Love is as strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a raging flame. Love is in the air because suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Love is in the air because God's Spirit wasn't contained to that house or those disciples and overflowed into the streets, gathering an amazed and astonished crowd. Each one hears in their own native language. It's a variation on Christmas. All wrapped up in human form, God comes to us in our very bodies. God speaks to us our very own languages. Through ordinary human speech, the Holy Spirit establishes unity amid diversity. What if when we're on the town square this summer, hearing languages from all over the world, we are hearing a little of the beauty and the joy of Pentecost? Each one hears in their own native language. This week, an auditory illusion took the internet by storm. Listening to a recording, some heard the name Yanny, and others heard Laurel. Pentecost, to me, seems to be a reverse phenomena. People hear different things, but know the same truth. What do the people hear in their own native languages? They hear about God's deeds of power. And ultimately, what is it to hear about God's deeds of power? To hear about creation, the promise of the rainbow, the plagues in Egypt, or the parting of the Red Sea, or David conquering Goliath? What is it to hear about the king born in a stable, of water being turned into wine, healings, or of loaves and fishes feeding thousands, or of resurrection? It is to hear about God's love, the love of God in Christ that nothing can overcome, not death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. They hear, each in their own native language, about God's love. Love is in the air. Premarital counseling work makes me think beyond literal languages and the cultures and ethnicities they are associated with. Counselor Dr. Gary Chapman theorizes that humans have five love languages to communicate love. And Chapman asserts that these love languages aren't just for romantic relationships, but are used between parents and children, siblings, colleagues, and friends. People tend to give love in the way that they prefer to receive love. And sometimes we are speaking different languages. But awareness of the other languages help us communicate love better. And so at Pentecost, I was thinking about how God says, "I love you," in every language. The first love language that Chapman identifies is words of affirmation. And even today, when we celebrate baptism, God's claim on us through Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, when you hear yourself named child of God, or hear the assurance of God's forgiveness, the Holy Spirit is speaking words of affirmation to you. You are a child of God. God loves you. The second love language, my favorite, is quality time. And in Matthew 18:20, Christ promises that where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. And that happens not just at Sunday assembly, but throughout our days. God is present, spending quality time with us. The third love language is receiving gifts. One of my professors following Luther insisted that the most important part of giving communion is to say, for you. Not in some general sense, but particularly and personally. And to emphasize that, I often say your name when I hand you the gift of God's bread. The fourth love language is acts of service. And I think of all the ways the Holy Spirit shows up in the ways this congregation serves each other. From taking care of each other's dogs, I think there's three dog beneficiaries just in this crowd alone, to all the labors of love that go into each service, from communion setup to paraments, from flowers to fellowship coffee. Chapman's final love language is physical touch. And we don't necessarily want hugs from just anybody, but I've always loved the passing of the peace or the flu season chicken wing bump as a simple way that we, as the body of Christ, recognize each other. Love is in the air. Through the Holy Spirit, God says, I love you in every language. I know love isn't the only thing in the air. With the cries of Palestinians and Texas school children in our ears, we resonate with Paul's description of the whole creation groaning. With the clamor of our inadequacies in our minds, we groan inwardly, and maybe sometimes on social media, as we wait for the redemption of our bodies and our societies. But in our weakness, when we don't know what to pray, love is in the air. The Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. We breathe out. And we also breathe in. And as we are told in the gospel lesson, the Spirit will guide you into all the truth. It strikes me that wind and fire, these primary images of the Holy Spirit, are full of motion. God is love, and love is on the move. We breathe in, and we too find ways to act. We love in word and deed, testifying in our work and our play, our private and our public lives, to the God of love. In his sermon to the royal couple yesterday, Reverend Michael Curry urged, there's power in love. There's power in love to help and heal when nothing else can. There's power in love to lift up and liberate when nothing else will. There's power in love to show us the way to live. And we are mandated to live that love. And in so doing, to change not only our lives, but the very life of the world itself. People of God, may you hear it again in every language. May you hear it again, especially in your own language. God loves you. There's life in that love. There's a world-changing power in that love. In the name of our loving, liberating, life-giving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.